paradise promise. Travis was saying about that, and we think about that as paradise promise. And I want to share with you in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 33 through 43. Yeah. Now, the subtitle for this particular part of Luke's Gospel in chapter 23 is the crucifixion. But I'm going to pick up this story in verse 33. Well, I'll pick it up in verse 32. We know when the crucifixion took place, it was Jesus in the middle and two thieves on either side. Verse 32 in the Living Translation. Two others, both criminals, were led out to execute him. Finally, they came to a place called the Skull. All three were crucified there. Jesus on the center cross and the two criminals on either side. Red Letter Edition, Jesus said, "Father, forgive these people because they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. It was prophesied, by the way. Read Psalm 22. The crowd watched and the leaders laughed and scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself. If he's really God's chosen one, the Messiah." The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And a signboard was nailed above his head on the cross that said, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "Ha! So, you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too. And while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you're dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Then Jesus replied, Red Letter Edition, "I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious words.